Hi, this is Janine Zakaria calling with blurbs about the five different opposition figures and groups, starting with Mohamed El-Baradei. Egypt's opposition groups have selected Mohamed El-Baradei to represent them, but whether he can lead protesters to President Hosni Mubarak's ouster remains uncertain. El-Baradei is an advocate of reform, but not an opposition. He told associates last year he wasn't certain he wanted to seek the presidency, but nevertheless has emerged as a possible candidate. After a triumphant return home last February, after decades abroad as a diplomat, El-Baradei collected 1 million signatures from people demanding a new constitution and free elections. But then El-Baradei was again rarely seen in the country. He is not well known among the masses either. As Director General of the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency, El-Baradei won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2005. A little-known tidbit, El-Baradei is a rabid New York Knicks fan. Ayman Noor. Ayman Noor, a former lawyer, formed his own political party in October 2004 to compete in elections the following year. He was jailed shortly afterwards for allegedly submitting forged documents when setting up his party, Raad, or Tomorrow. He served more than 3 years of a 5-year term. After being released, Egypt's secret police quietly scuttled any opportunities Noor had to work, he told the Washington Post in an April interview. In the 2005 elections, Noor won only 8% of the vote, but accused Mubarak of rigging the outcome. He was banned from running again, but nevertheless has said he will compete in presidential elections scheduled to be held this fall. The Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt's oldest and largest Islamist organization, the Muslim Brotherhood has spawned and inspired followers worldwide, including the Palestinian organization that rules the Gaza Strip, Hamas. However, unlike Hamas, which competed in 2006 elections with its rival Fatah and won, President Hosni Mubarak has banned the Muslim Brotherhood from overt participation in Egypt's political life. In order to win seats in parliament, it formed alliances with other parties. Members are routinely detained and harassed. Known in Arabic as the Ikhwan, one of their stated aims is to create a state based on Islamic law. While they have not been central to protests, there is fear in Israel and in the West that they could fill any power vacuum should Hosni Mubarak fall. The 6th of April movement is a mostly youth-led organization that was formed 2.5 years ago to push for more political freedom. Ahmed Maher, a 30-year-old computer engineer, started the organization on Facebook, and today the group has tens of thousands of followers. Its leaders have been routinely harassed and arrested. The group was a central organizer of demonstrations that began on January 25th. In response, Egypt shut down internet service, and as of February 1st, it had not been restored. The Waqf Party. The Waqf Party is a historic liberal party in Egypt. Its leadership is aged today, and they have been slow to formulate a position on the current protests. While officially in opposition to Mubarak, the Waqf have usually sought to reach an accommodation with the Egyptian president, working within the confines of the political system he has allowed. It has been outpaced by a more nimble, younger opposition like the 6th of April.